Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, for beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Well, we're in the midst of this wonderful season in the church year, friends, the celebration of Advent leading to, of course, the celebration of Christmas, the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the church helps us in this season to stand clearly between the two comings of Jesus. You know, this is the beginning of the church year, and so we're beginning the whole Paschal mystery again. What does that mean? It means walking through the life, passion, death, and resurrection and ascension into glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's so good for the church to just, in her wisdom, she leads us through the rhythm of Jesus's life, the pattern of his life, his teaching, and we live it again and again, and we celebrate it. And friends, when we do that, when we really enter the journey through the liturgical year, the pilgrimage together as God's people, and we pay attention, the church is trying to help us lay hold of the graces that the Lord wants to give us to sustain us and strengthen us in our daily lives. And so this time of year is a year in which we look at the fact that Jesus, we exist, really all of human history now stands between the two comings of Jesus. First time as a lamb to lay down his life for the salvation of the world. Second time as the judge of the heavens and the earth. And so what we see, who we are as a people, is we have a certain grace and light. Jesus said, "You're the light of the world." And one of the things that he meant by that was the Christian people understand the larger story that's unfolding in history. We know who we are. We know why we're here. We know where we're going. And we know ultimately that the full glorification of what the Lord has done, the building, the coming of the kingdom of God is a real thing, and that we're already united to it in being baptized into Jesus and living in a life in his spirit, the down payment, which gives us hope, the confident expectation of the fulfillment of our destiny, of our lives. And Advent really is this season of hope. It's a season of anticipation of the coming of the Lord. We celebrate the miracle of the incarnation when God entered his own story. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And what that's all about, we'll talk as we go through this week. The Catechism teaches us about the coming of our Lord and the incarnation, but also we wait for, we stand alert, we anticipate, we long for the coming of our Lord, and we pray, as Scripture says, "Maranatha, the Spirit of God cries out on us, Maranatha, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come." And so we know that even in the midst of the trials that we face on a daily basis and the challenges we're going through, the disruption that's in our culture, our political culture, our broader culture, even the disruptions within the church, we're not surprised. We would have it another way if we could, but things are as they are. And the Lord wants us to have the strength that he gives operating within us so that we can live and be a light in whatever circumstance we're living in. So as St. Paul said, as the saints echoed very clearly, we're now living through just a short moment, a slight momentary affliction, he calls it, in this life, which is going to make way and lead us to an eternal glory beyond all compare. The secret to the fruitfulness and the strength of the apostles was that they lived with a clear vision of the future, an eternal perspective, fixed on the destiny of where their life was headed. And they lived with the realization that, wow, yeah, life is very short here. Everything is temporary. Nothing here in this world is ultimately going to last except the ultimate destinies, the eternal destinies of every human being that exists on the earth. And they knew that whether good things were coming their way or bad things from the world's perspective were coming away, nothing could steal from them, nothing could take away the gold that was in their heart, the treasure that they bore. Like chapter 4 of 1 Corinthians, St. Paul says, you know, we hold this treasure in earthen vessels. What is that treasure? Well, the treasure is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You're a temple of the Holy Spirit. And friends, one of the great challenges at a kind of moment we're living through right now is that we have our eyes fixed on the earthen vessels side of that statement, as opposed to the treasure that's within these earthen vessels. And we experience the limitation, the discouragement, the sadness, the disappointments in the world, the disruption of circumstances that we wish would be different, but they're not. And that's exactly what the apostles experienced. That's exactly what saints throughout history have experienced. And they knew it. And what the devil wants to do is to draw us into a horizontal view, a horizontal gaze, just looking at the troubles around us and looking at the troubles in our own lives, which leads to having a troubled heart, which leads to having it fear, anxiety, discouragement, despair, anger, bitterness, these kinds of things inside. And one of the reasons why I believe the Lord permits the kind of experience we're living through is for us to take stock of where we actually are. Am I living from the grace that the Lord is actually giving me in the sacraments, in the Word of God and God's promises to us, in the power of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, in the community of believers that the Lord gathers us around, in the church? Are we really drawing from the strength? And one of the ways we can find out how we're doing is listen to our own speech. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What has characterized your own conversation over the last 18 months and the difficulties that we've gone through? Is it mostly discouragement, anger, frustration, despair, things of that nature? Or are you speaking hope? Are you speaking life? Are you trusting in the Lord? So every day matters for us, friends. We don't know how many more days we have, but the Lord is giving us an opportunity to live with Him during this time. And so Advent is a time where we think about the words from Isaiah the prophet and others that talk about the coming of the Messiah. And at His coming, the light enters the world. The light penetrates the darkness. Remember the Zechariah's canticle in Luke's Gospel chapter 1, when he sees the reality of who Jesus is and who his own son, John the Baptist, are. He knew prophetically. He sings and prophesies. You know, he says, "The dawn from on high has broken upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death and to guide our feet into the way of peace." Jesus said he's the light of the world. Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." It's interesting how Zechariah was anticipating the very things that would be at the center of what Jesus is communicating. And they're communicating a reality. Christian hope is based on facts. It's not just positive thinking. It's the fact of the resurrection of Jesus. It's a fact of that he dispelled the darkness, that the light is stronger than the darkness. Life in Christ is stronger than death in this world. And that Jesus came to give humanity a life that would cause us to be a light and not to have to be afraid of death itself, aging, troubles, difficulty, disruption, political confusion. The light shines in the darkness. So there's a set of passages I think are very, very helpful. And to be able to see a truth that I don't think we can hear enough of, which is that it's articulated beautifully in John chapter 1, the prologue to the Gospel of John, describing, you know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through Him. Nothing was made that has been made. I mean, everything that has been made through Him. And then there's this wonderful line that is worth our thinking about, internalizing, commit to memory, especially as we make it through Advent here, and we're talking about light and darkness. Verse number 4, John chapter 1. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. So, in Him was life. So if you say, "I'm the light of the world," He said, "I'm the light of the world." And then He said to the apostles, "You are the light of the world." Those who are baptized into Christ. And we say, okay, well, what is that light? Is it that Jesus just speaks the truth? Yeah, that's part of it. But what John is telling us here is in Him was life. He's talking about the divine life, eternal life, the light of life, the life that was in God. John will say later in 1 John, what we've seen, what we've touched, what we've heard, we declare to you that the eternal life that was with God has appeared to us. So they're saying something the world has never seen. We're not just following a good teacher, a special teacher, a wise man, a guru. We're talking about something on a whole nother level. It boggles the mind. It's staggering to think what it is, that God himself has entered in and he's united himself to human flesh. Why did he do this? For our sake, so that he could heal us, save us. We'll talk more about this as the week goes on. The Catechism outlines some beautiful answers to that question. Why did he do this? But the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So the light is the life that's in Jesus. What is the life that's in Jesus? It's an indestructible life. It's the eternal life of God. It's the divine life is united to human flesh. And in Jesus, as I've said many times on the program, it's the beginning of a whole new way of being. I found it ironic, some of the conversations that are happening at some of the top people in the tech world, you know, talking about, concerned about AI, artificial intelligence, proposal by Facebook now to become, I guess they changed their name to Meta for Metaverse. And the whole idea of promoting and entering into a whole virtual reality so that when you enter it, you get to design yourself, you get to be whoever you want to be and create a whole world that celebrates who you are in this virtual reality. And so many people seem to think that, you know, the interface with human and technology, AI, and the rest of it is like the next evolution. And it's going to lead us to a kind of utopia, a better life, something like that. No matter what the human race tries to do, we can't produce, no matter how much money, technology, education, we can't solve the problem that's in the human heart. We can't create enough light, so to speak, in order to dispel the darkness. We can lead ourselves into oblivion through drug addiction or porn addiction or obsession over certain kinds of passions or be involved in virtual reality at a level that we daily escape our own existence. Whatever is produced, even doing something like, you know, somehow interfacing or bringing together human biology, human beings, and technology, so you have a kind of cyborg, half person, half machine, and all that. Sounds kind of crazy to talk about this as early in the morning, but people are talking about this stuff, and they think it's not far away when it's going to be revealed. And so what's going on? The human race is trying to solve its problem. They don't put it in these terms, but it really is the death problem. As St. Paul describes it, he said, the reign of sin and death. Death is a disordered energy, friends. It's a power, and it's cast its shadow over the human mind and the human heart. And there's a panic, and there's a fear, and there's a constant drive of staving off this battle against death that goes on in the human mind and the human heart. And we think the enlightened are shedding light into it to lead human beings to greater freedom and utopia. Well, utopia means no place, right? Only God. And this is why Christianity, friends, is the answer and the light for the world. Because one has conquered death. Jesus has conquered death. He's passed through it. And he's begun the new creation. The future is not becoming a cyborg, right? Or escaping into a virtual reality. The future is eternal life on high in Christ Jesus, living in his glory. Friends, this treasure's in you already. And the devil wants to blind you to it. You have to be able to lay hold of it. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you see so you can walk in the power of hope. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.